It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It's the Drive Brouhaha, brought to you by Hop Monk Tavern, with locations in Sebastopol, Novato, Sonoma, and the Twin Oaks Roadhouse in Pengrove.
It's the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. My guest co-host today, the great Don Barkley, back with
hello,
us.
Hello, hello, hello.
What is Mark Carpenter doing? Is he just riding his horses and getting sweaty?
His dog, Andy, had surgery.
I love that dog.
I know, I love that dog. But
is he okay?
He had to do something to his knees, so he's getting old.
So is Mark.
So Mark's like, I want to stay with Andy. And I'm like, I totally understand.
That is a sweet animal. We're celebrating Sonoma County Cider Week this week with our good friend Ellen Cavalli from Tilted Shed. Always
Hi,
a pleasure to see you.
Steve, it's so good to be back.
Derek Trowbridge is here from Trowbridge Cider, Old World Winery.
Hey, Steve.
Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to be here. Thank you.
Let's start with you, Derek. I mean, you got Trowbridge Cider, Old World Winery. You're a winemaker and a cider maker, right?
Yeah, I was a winemaker first, and the cider just sort of came. I actually, to be honest, didn't want it to come. I was like, I didn't know anything about making cider. I had some of the misconceptions that others have, and I was sort of forced into it when I needed money and somebody wanted to rent my space. So I did it, and then I fell in love, you know, with apples as a you know, it's our Sebastopol heritage here. My family's been growing apples forever, and so it was just great to.
It's probably fun to make too.
Yeah, right? Return to that and do it, in a different way. Do it barrel aged. So not a lot of people doing that in this country, but Spain and in the Basque country for sure. And those are the parts I like.
It's probably easier than winemaking, I would imagine.
No, it's different machinery. You know, it's a little bit more difficult as
but
far as.
It doesn't take as much time, does it?
Yeah, you can't stomp it with your feet, let's just say it that way.
Well, you could. But.
We could. Yeah, we've tried. I mean, I do stomp everything else. But
And you have to, like, with ciders, you can. May back sweeten them, which you wouldn't. Most wineries don't necessarily add like sweeteners and things. I should say most. I'm not going to say all, but and then also a lot of people think that cider is like more like beer, like made like beer or even like beer, but it's really more like wine.
Yeah, I mean it's a no brainer once you get it juiced up. It to me, I would treat it just like I would treat white grapes into white wine. And age it on the lees, which is, you know, the yeast settling, which, you know, typically you wouldn't think of with cider. And then I bottle conditioned. So in this bottle here, there's yeast lees at the bottom, just like there would be in the way champagne was made a long time ago.
Just like Red Tail Ale was
first made. I was going to say that.
Amen to
way
that.
Back when.
My favorite beer in California. In the day.
If people don't know, Don Barkley, who's filling in for Mark today, is legendary for having created Red Tail Ale and founding the Mendocino Brewing Company.
Man, I love Red Tail. And it's coming back at some point. You're making some.
Right. We're eking out a few drops of Red Tail Ale. We want to keep it in the market. And, of course, Eye of the Hawk as well.
Yeah,
another
right.
great
another good
beer.
One. So now the Hopland Tap Room is happening. Ron Lindenbush
of
Lagunitas has taken it over.
Hopland Tap, and it is going. They've got their fryers and food going as well. And, boy, they have a nice selection of good beers.
Are they back to live music, or they're planning on it?
No, okay. They've got live music usually on Fridays and for sure on Saturdays.
Okay.
So it's a wonderful venue, and anybody who walks in there will go, oh, yeah, this is what the Hopland Brewery used to be. And Ron has gotten the Hopland Tap back in order, so it's a lovely spot to go.
When it was the Hopland Brewery.
Yeah.
Now, I tell this story every time Don's here.
I love this story.
So my good friend Lonnie Turner of the Steve Miller Band, who was living up here, unfortunately he moved to Portland and passed away, but... he was doing all the sound for all the bands that were playing at the Hopland Brewery, and I used to head up there quite often. And one night, he's doing the sound, and it's John Hiatt, one of my all-time heroes.
Yeah.
Ooh, a great
doing
musician.
A solo
great
thing.
Great musician. There.
And he's playing his guitar. He does about three songs, and then Lonnie goes, I got to pee. Run the board for me, you know. All right, so I figured, well, okay, it's John Hiatt, one of my heroes, but it's a small board, it's a small room, it's pretty easy. He's playing guitar. Lonnie takes off, and as soon as he takes off, Hyatt finishes a song, and he says, okay, I'm going to the piano now. And I'm going,
oh, God. Where the hell's the piano?
Oh, it was frightening. It was frightening. But it worked out. Anyway.
Speaking of the Red Tail Ale, look what Don Barkley has, that probably the only growler of Red Tail Ale, super-duper fresh, yummy.
That's right. And, of course, being in a growler, okay, we've lost some carbonation, but all right. It's still a great beer and one of those ones that, you know, you can taste 20 years ago, and you can taste it right now, and you say, yep, that's the beer. That is the stuff.
I was always a huge fan, man.
Cheers.
So...
Salud.
Can you tell people how they can experience?
Well, the best way to get Red Tail Ale and or Eye of the Hawk is to come to Hopland. Hopland's where we've got it, at the tap, and also at a establishment called Campa Vita, which is the pizza place there in town. Wonderful spot.
Hopland's hopping these days. And
I was going to say that.
We've got lots.
Go ahead, say it anyway.
Hopland's hopping.
Yay. Very clever, very clever.
We've got a number of great restaurants in Hopland nowadays, and great beer. So Hopland's back on the map.
I love
it. No doubt about it.
We talked a bit about Trowbridge Cider, Old World Winery, with Derek Trowbridge. Ellen, my dear, talk about Tilted Shed. How many years has Tilted Shed been around?
It's
been a while.
This is our 8th anniversary this month. Oh my goodness. Yes. So we've been here for a while. We're one of the oldest here in Sonoma County. And what's really exciting is that it was in 2012, so that was 7. Let's do some math, is when we launched our ciders at the Grab and Seen Apple Fair. So it's really nice, like, to come full circle, to celebrate our launch at the Grab and Seen Apple Fair, which is this weekend.
Yay!
It's the kickoff to our second annual Sonoma County Cider Week. So we got a lot of cider stuff going on. So Tilted Shed's going to be there, Derek and his brand's going to be there, and we're going to have...
Ethics
11
cider.
Other local cider makers participating in Cider Week, and 18 producers total at the Grab and Seen Apple Fair.
But then there's other stuff. So the Grab and Seen Apple Fair is Saturday and Sunday.
Correct.
Which is
at Regal Ranch.
The cutest, sweetest little, like an old-fashioned fair with apple pies and arts and crafts. And
fantastic.
And then there's the beer
and great
and
music,
cider
great food
great
and
bands.
Beverage. Amazing.
And then you guys are doing...
And there's also the do-it-yourself tent, so we're going to have Gabe Jackson, for people who are interested in learning how to make cider. He's going to, from the beverage people, he's going to be there giving a workshop.
We like the beverage people.
So you should come on that Saturday. Just look at grabandseenapplefair.com for the full schedule.
So that's to learn how to make cider.
He's
fabulous. You make cider at home.
So for people who aren't, professionals, you too can learn how to make cider, and it's really exciting. And at that fair, we're going to be pouring our Grab and Seen Apple Fair special exclusive cider that we made just to commemorate the fair. It's with this really nice Rosie the Riveter graphic, and the theme is Farmers Forever. And it's a really lovely organic dry farm Sonoma County cider that we made for the fair. You can only taste it there, and you can only buy it at Oliver's,
lovely.
Which is a craft cider tent sponsor. So super cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And then after that, we've got a huge amount of great events. So Derek and I will be participating in some of those events. Some of the other cider makers will be doing it. But we have orchard tours. We have cidery tours. We have tap takeovers. We have cider dinners. I mean, it's a really amazing breadth and a range of cider events. And you can see it all at SonomaCountyCiderWeek.com.
Nice.
And get in on it.
So some things are ticketed, some things are not. And then the Grab and Seen Apple Fair, you can get tickets online for that,
right? You can get them, yes. But you may as well just go to Oliver's, or you can get it at the gate, too.
Okay.
So, like, Oliver's and Harmony Farm have tickets for sale right now. And, yeah. They're fighting over the bottle.
Yeah.
So you can see
the label.
It's really great. So what it's showing is, so when we started in 2011 and we launched our ciders in 2012, there were only 2 cider makers at the Grab and Seen Apple Fair, and that was it. That was Ace and us.
Good.
And we were the only ones here in Sonoma County. And now there's up to 20 cider makers, including wineries like Derek, who are making cider here in Sonoma County, a lot of them from local fruit. Mm-hmm. So it's really showing how beautiful our apples are and why they're worth saving.
And so this is a special one just for the Grab and Seen
Apple
Fair?
Yeah, we only made 30 cases. That's it.
And then talk about... how you made it.
So this is from the 2018 vintage. So we do all our pressing on site at
delicious.
Our cidery. in Windsor. And so this is organic dry farmed Gravensteins, which is, so it's primarily the Grav, right? That's our heritage apple. That's the fair's, you know, mantra. And then it's also some really lovely heirlooms like Newtown Pippin and Rome, and then a tannic cider variety called Nihu, which is French in origin.
Right.
What's the alcohol in this one?
It's about 8%, which are basically all the ciders.
That's
like that, around that
right?
percentage.
Yeah,
yeah, we get really high concentrations of sugars, really nice phenolics, super great
fruit
forward flavors.
This has a dry finish. I'm actually, you know, I got my certified cider professional.
Oh, very cool.
So I'm certified judge and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, nice.
And
congratulations.
This is beautiful. It's like, it's got a dry finish to it.
It has a lot of apple character that pops through, as
that
well as
sweet.
The fermentation flavors that are rich in there. So this is a really... lovely cider.
Yeah,
it has a nice body to it, and yet it finishes very dry.
It is. It is
apple-y.
Dry, but it still has that, you know, that presence and that expression of the sweetness from the apples, and then the other things that come from it. So you can taste things. I always find a little like stone fruit in there, and all sorts of great stuff that you never expect from cider.
And the color is just very light golden.
No, maybe that's the natural color. We don't filter or fine or anything.
Yeah, just a
like
slight veil to
so
it.
So people can get
really
this
nice.
At Oliver's.
They can, yeah.
Perfect.
That's our exclusive retail partner because they have been the craft cider sponsor for
Rosie
some
the
years.
Riveter is holding
cool?
an apple.
Yes,
there.
She is.
Son
that's
of a gun, I've never seen a picture with her holding an apple before.
Well, now you have.
Now I
have. That's this year's logo for the fair, right?
That is.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
We can.
Nicely
it's
done.
It's apropos this year, huh?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, there's going to be a female Wonderful. Farmers panel, and Clark is going to be doing that.
Oh, cool.
Moderating that. I'll be on it.
Yes, sir. It is your Thursday Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha. My guest co-host today, the great Don Barkley, is here.
Hey.
And we're talking about Sonoma County Cider Week. And this weekend is the Gravenstein Apple Fair, and they've got the big cider tent. And all the craft beers and wine that you would desire.
Oh, that's a little thing I just remembered. Russian River is going to be pouring at the fair for the first time ever.
Russian River Brewery, nice.
Yeah.
Really cool. Wow. That'll be
That's
good.
A nice little thing. So right there on. Will be beer and wine as well for you folks.
Ellen Cavalli is here from Tilted Shed Cidery and Derek Trowbridge from Trowbridge Cider and Old World Winery. Sonoma County Farm Trails presents the 46th annual, 46th annual Gravenstein Apple Fair. It's this Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
Regal Ranch Park in Sebastopol. Arts, crafts, great food, great music, craft cider, as we said, wine and micro brews, live music on two stages. Mm-hmm. And our own Steve Garner, John Ash, and Gwen will be doing Garden Talk and a Good Food Hour live on Saturday.
You know, as a brewer, it's a wonderful thing to have cider right there because hand in hand, they go hand in hand. If you were to spend any time in any little pub in England where all those draft beers are coming.
I had cider at the Great British Beer Festival.
And there it is.
Yep.
Since
cider
we're talking about
and
cider,
beer
can
go
I have a
side
little more taste
side.
Of that Trowbridge over there, please? It's delicious.
All right, Danielle's in Sebastopol. Hi, Danielle.
Yeah. Hi.
What the hell's chicken poop bingo?
I think it's when you have like a bingo card up, like a big one, and you let the chickens go out on it, and wherever they poop, that's like the letter or the number that you get.
Ding, bing, bing, bing,
that's
bing,
it.
Bing,
okay.
bing, bing.
Nice.
I mean,
what if they don't need to poop?
They always poop.
You haven't had chickens, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Does every
everywhere.
I have its own bingo.
I just eat them. That's all I do.
It's how they find their way home.
Well, Danielle, you got it. You got a pair of tickets
Only
for the Gravenstein Apple Fair.
Yeah, that's going to be part of the Ag Games, by the way. And there's a lot of other cool stuff in those Ag Games. Really good for kids and adults if you are so inclined.
Well, I think it helps people value what we have here in Sonoma County as well. You know, the apples and the apple orchards and the Gravenstein. Because, like, so we used to grow a lot of hops and apples and prunes in Sonoma County. And then a lot everything got ripped out for grapes. But how fun is this?
They're still there. And so
you should come judge the bingo.
I think so. Steve we can
Jackson.
Get you hooked up on this.
And well, so prunes and poop kind of go together.
But for a chicken?
Anything.
But what Sonoma County Farm Trails, so the Gravenstein Apple Fair is the largest fundraiser, and Sonoma County Farm Trails is a non-profit organization which benefits all agriculture here. So it's not just apples, it's the wineries, it's, you know, small-scale farmers, it's everybody, because we really are in this together.
And there's another fundraiser also at the Barlow, too, right? And
tasting event. The next weekend, so August 24th, Saturday, at the community market in the Barlow in Sebastopol, all of the participants for Sonoma County Cider Week are getting together, and we're having a grand tasting, and it's family-friendly. There's going to be live band with Burnside, if you know that great band.
Yeah.
And we're also going to have food from Farmer's Wife, Victorian Farmstead, and it benefits Farmers Guild and CAF. So we're really supporting two great organizations here in Sonoma County and their work with local agriculture.
And by the way, since this is sponsored by Hop Monk, I have to remind everyone that Chicken Poop Bingo is playing Saturday night at Hop Monk.
Wow, that would be great.
One of my favorite bands. Hop Monk. Yeah, they're great.
And Hop Monk also has cider on tap. I was just there the other day. Yeah. That's where my son wanted to go for his birthday. So we took his friends to Hop Monk.
I knew
and
I
gave
liked
him cider?
Better.
No. I think he got a Sprite or something. I mean, come on.
You can have apple juice.
He drinks a lot of apple.
All right, Derek Trowbridge, Trowbridge Cider. He's also a winemaker, Old World Winery. And tell us about your cider and what you poured for everyone.
It's in our glass right
now. Thank you. So this is what we call a Col Fondo method. So it's an ancient method of making Prosecco. Before Prosecco was Prosecco, it was called Col Fondo.
Col Fondo?
C-O-L-F-O-N-D-O. Col Fondo. Yeah, one word. And
That's like the Levi Leipheimer
the
bike ride.
we should get this over there. But you know, so it's where you barrel age for a year. So 1 year in barrel, and, you know, even though that method is for making wine, you can do that with apples, and that's what I do. And so I'll age my apple wine in barrel for 12 months, Sir Lee, which means all the yeast cells die and fall down, you know, and that's the yeast cells are what people take for a nutrient supplement. You know, the brewer's yeast, people take that. And so you get that in the wine.
Kind no of running in the hallway.
and then put fresh juice from the same block the next year and bottle it. And it reconditions in bottle. It's called bottle conditioning, and which is what
Red Tail Ale started back in the day, 1983.
That's what inspired me, actually. That was my favorite beer back 15 years ago, and I was like, what do you mean bottle conditioned? That was the first time that I actually heard of that, and I was making wine but drinking beer, and that product was amazing.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things where the Red Tail Ale, when we first started producing it, basically the technology and the equipment wasn't there to go ahead and carbonate. And so we did this bottle conditioning. And, of course, it grew out of that homebrew tradition that we'd always done. But it's delightful to see in your bottle here. And it's a clear bottle that has this product in it. And there's this little fine layer of yeast. And I would say brewer's yeast, but it's not brewer's yeast. It's wine yeast.
Right.
In the bottom of it, and the
Don,
product itself.
Don, explain the talk about the tasting.
Yeah, I think that I was going to say that the delightful color of this again is a light golden with just a veil because, of course, it has that little bit of yeast in there. Mm-hmm. But you can also recognize that age that's in the product and the barrel aging. Mm. Now you can't taste a lot of wood in here. You can't taste it, so it must be a fairly neutral barrel.
Totally.
But it definitely has that that character that's tart. It's rich. It has that slow oxidation that occurs over a year. It's really a nice product. I'm really enjoying it. And the other cider that we were drinking just a moment ago had more of the fresh fruitiness to it. And this has that long, patient-aged kind of flavor to it, and it's really delightful.
I love those. You know, we call them tertiary qualities, and I love those. You know, it takes 2 years to make this product, 1 year in barrel, 1 year in bottle, to slowly let it come up. And
tertiary.
I like that word.
It means three.
Three. Amen. Right?
It's an old radio term, too.
What does it mean?
For some equipment, when we used to have cart machines prior to digital, there'd be a tertiary cue that you'd put on these four-track cart machines. And that's where I learned the word tertiary when
I was 19. It's a weird word, right? Unless you know it for some reason. It's a funny
cool
word.
And by the way, tertiary playing Sunday night at
Tertiary chicken poop.
Absolutely, every night there.
So I have a funny question. So, okay, so the wine yeast, so the bottom of that cider, would that be what you would call like wine diamonds?
Yeah, I love that term, wine diamond.
Yeah.
So,
if you saw Wine Country on Netflix, also, I mean, I knew that term before, but now everybody's like saying it.
I never heard that term before, so it's news to me.
It's a chick flick.
Kathy
hated that movie.
Really?
Oh no, not Kathy, Blair. Sorry, I get them both confused.
Which girlfriend are you talking about?
He gets to keep his man card.
But you know, it's Gunlock Bunchu, a shout out to them, that originally had a sticker on their bottles that said, "This wine may throw solids and tartric crystals, no extra charge."
Uh-huh.
And I just love that. I just thought that was the greatest
way to
put it.
And that's the wine diamonds.
Wine diamonds.
That's the wine diamonds. If you look at them under a scope, so you take a look at it under a microscope, they're just awesome looking.
Is there any beers that do that, Don?
No, not to a large degree, but we do as brewers fight beer stone all the time, and that's actually a tartrate.
Well, now they're trying to make that happen in California, beer stone.
We'll talk to Ron about that.
Took me a minute on that one.
I think it's working.
Don, are you living up in Hopland? Or?
Yeah.
You are? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I still have my home in Hopland. I've got some family property in the Napa Valley as well, outside of St. Helena. And that is, it's been in the family for over 100 years.
Jeez.
And, of course, that's part of my interest in wine all the time. Well, maybe alcohol. Just in general, I guess. Maybe
starts early.
Beer, wine, whatever it is.
Ago.
But be it in Hopland, be it in Napa.
Again, I want to talk again about Hopland and what's going on, because a lot of people within the sound of our voices know about Hopland, but they don't know exactly what's going on, and it's changed a lot, and now it's really happening.
Well, you know, Hopland is just a mere 45 minutes from this town right here,
and
Santa Rosa.
Drive. A pretty
straight
drive.
Up Highway 101, and once you roll into town, there's the first place you come to on the left side of the street. You know, we're about a block and a half long now. Yeah.
I think it was a stoplight, or is that just a crosswalk?
No, there's no stoplight. Okay. No, there's a slowdown.
There's an old guy with
a
stop.
It's actually
sign
a really cool town. It really is.
It is fun.
On the left side is Roxy's, a really nice, high-quality restaurant. It's really delightful.
They've added a bunch of restaurants.
Well, then on the right side, we've got...
the Bluebird Cafe is still there?
The Bluebird Cafe is still amazing. There for any time you want to stop for breakfast or
love
lunch.
Love that place.
Bluebird Cafe.
I've had breakfast
Stack
at Bluebird
pancakes,
many times.
Baby. Yeah.
That's
huge,
happening. That's huge. Happening. Our guests are Ellen Cavalli from Tilted Shed Cider and Derek Trowbridge from Trowbridge Cider. He also has, as a winemaker, Old World Winery. And what is this?
So this is a natural wine. It's called a Garnet Cabernet, which is my name for it. It's a little different take on Cabernet.
Can you tell people what natural wine is? Because there were people that came into your tasting room when I was there from another country, and they were specifically...
Was it Greenland by chance?
They were looking specifically for natural wines. And in Europe, they have natural wine bars. Mm. So...
And it's a bigger thing there just because, you know, I tell everybody in Europe they had a 2,000-year head start on us in California on this fermentation business. But they still have a natural process where in California that was sort of eliminated with prohibition.
And what happens when it hits – when it goes into the bottle for a while?
Yeah. It depends. Every winemaker has their own, you know, method. But this is just – you know, there's two women that lead – basically the natural wine movement. That's Isabel Legeron. She does the raw wine events, which I'll be doing.
Where?
The North American ones are Montreal, Canada,
Montreal. Love
New
Montreal.
York. Yeah, and Montreal's a wonderful...
It's a wonderful town.
You're not going to spend a mint there. You're going to have a lot of fun.
It's great.
Nice
I mean, it feels so European, but at the same time, it's just fantastic.
Right, so we got raw Montreal, raw New York, raw Miami, and then raw L.A.
And soon, because they'll be part of North America, Greenland.
Greenland.
I'm sorry. I can't shut up about this.
Bring your own gloves. It's going to be freezing up there.
Bring your own golf clubs.
But yeah, anyway, so that's, you know, the natural wine movement is led by them by Isabel and also by Alice Faring of the Firing Line, and she's a wine writer, and she says wine is natural wine is nothing taken, nothing removed, and nothing taken away.
I wanted to ask you guys real quick because I know we're getting ready to go into the Raiders stuff, but. So I just came back from the Great British Beer Festival in London. I was judging the Quality Food Awards and went over there. And, of course, they had all these great classic British beers. I know Don knows all about those.
Oh, yeah.
But then they were doing gin also, which I was very happy. But they had a whole
I know
section.
All about that
they
too.
Took us over. Yeah. Well, I was with these gorgeous brewers, women brewers from Mexico City and Chile, and they wanted to try traditional British cider.
Yeah.
So they took us over to this place that had a wall of, like, probably 50 ciders.
Wow.
And they're not carbonated. Only a couple were. They were still. Some were scrumpies, which are kind of like unfiltered, cloudy, like our hazy IPAs and high alcohol. And I think our ciders here are fantastic. But did you guys get any inspiration from British ciders? You know, the Somerset, Bath area. So some of the
so we
original.
Definitely have been influenced by all the traditions in cider. I mean, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
That's. You know, we're 100% cider. We have been since the beginning. We planted, we have 130 varieties of cider apples planted at our farm, and they originated in Somerset and the UK and Devon and places like that in France. So, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's sort of the birthplace that France and Spain are largely the birthplaces of cider.
Do they drink their cider cold over there?
Ask the professional over here.
Not really.
Right?
Yeah, it was funny because not really. And then the ones that these brewers, these woman brewers from Mexico and Chile liked the most had a little bit of carbonation and were colder than the traditional ones that are like still. Yeah.
So they did a lot of cask, right? So in barrel, traditional fermentation, so wild fermentations. I mean, we do a lot of that as well. But we're heavily influenced a lot by what they've done in England, France, and Spain. And they all have divergent traditions and their different varieties. And what we're trying to do here is find out what their apples do here and what our apples do
what about
here.
You?
Thanks to Ellen Cavalli, TiltedShed.com, Derek Trowbridge, Trowbridge Cider at OldWorldWinery.com, and, of course, Herlinda and our good
Cheers.
Friend Don Barkley. Thank you, buddy.
Anytime.
Good to see you.
Is that
all the way from Hopland or Greenland. I forget where he came from.